hear what's going on. Thank you so much for joining. I do apologize. I've been having some technical difficulties here, but we're still going to get through to the episode because I want to make sure I get this out. All right. So I hope you guys are having a great Saturday. I wanted to make sure to get on for you guys and be able to do this because it's very important, I believe, because financially, it's very essential. So in this video, I want to cover a series on adulting. It's going to be a four-part series, and I'm going to be going over financial concepts. I'm going to be going over certain different things that will explain some of the things that I deem necessary in order to get set up financially. And it's not just for kids. It's not just for teenagers and stuff like that, but it's a good idea to make sure and let them watch things like this in order to be able to be properly informed to make a decision. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be going over credit cards. I'm not going to get too deep into credit and all that stuff, but I'm going to be reviewing things like what's a good credit card to sign up for, and not specifically by company, although I've had some good experiences, but I will definitely be going over things like APR, what's a good APR, what's a good annual rate, and things like that, and other couple key concepts. So I'm going to use my phone because I'm a bit of a talker and I can get a little winded sometimes. So I'm going to try to stay on track here, but I'm going to be doing these usually, if not in the episode after Freedom Fridays or during Freedom Fridays. I'm going to try to do it on Saturday to kind of give you guys a heads up. So take plenty of notes, even some of the adults, because a lot of us, I know for me, I didn't know a lot of what I'm about to review today. So I hope you guys get some value in what I'm bringing forward today. So we're going to start with my personal experience with credit cards. And then we're going to dive into some other things here. So when I was 17 and a half, I started getting a whole bunch of letters from credit card companies and people that are interested in giving me credit. And why that, you know, would you say that is because I'm an adult at the time, going into adulthood at 17 and a half, and people want to see, you know, what I'm able to do, how would I handle such a thing. And it's a common practice because I bet you a lot of teenagers, 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds, are getting a whole bunch of letters about credit cards. So I was no different. But me, in this way, I was different in that I'm a second-generation immigrant, and I had no idea about credit. I had no idea about the gravity and the seriousness about credit cards and what I needed to know in order to properly and responsibly use a credit card. So I kind of got skimmed a little bit, kind of got scraped up a little bit, and I had to pay the consequences. So when I got a credit card at 18, I think it was like May, my birthday's in March. So in May, I got approved for $500 limit. And guess what I did? Like any other teenager, I jumped out there. And in my first week, I spent $150. On what? I can't remember right now. But suffice to say, I figured like most kids do, you know, I got access to money, so why not use it? College is coming up this fall. I got some expenses. We're not even that responsible. I'm trying to buy some Wendy's. I'm trying to buy some Burger King or go out somewhere, go to the movies or something, ball out a little bit. That's kids, you know, that's how kids think. Well, that's at least how kids thought when I was 18. So suffice to say, I was not responsible and I didn't know what I know now. But the thing about it is I ended up in some problems and stuff with my credit report. Naturally, if you figure that, even knowing, let's be real here. I knew about the fact that as a working professional, you have to pay your bills. I knew that, but I didn't know how to do that responsibly. So I basically maxed out my credit card and had no idea, okay, how I'm going to pay it back, because I had other responsibilities, car payment, insurance, and stuff like that, trying to do the adult thing. And of course, I didn't think that was important too much, so I kind of left it behind a little bit. And you know, I paid the price. So from what I needed to know was this: what are credit cards? basically a credit card is a piece of plastic that you get to demonstrate to the people that's named on that card that you are worthy of being lent money, right? So that's precisely what they're doing. They're lending you, let's say for in this example, $500. They're lending you $500. So what do? The responsible thing to do is to remember that not only are you to pay it back, but you're to pay it back early. And you pay it back off in full early. So let's say they're going to use that to judge whether they could give you more money, with AKA increasing your limit. So what needs to happen is not only do you use the credit card properly, but you want to set yourself up for using the credit card properly, because again, it could take you down a really, really dark place, and you spend a lot of years trying to rebuild your credit. So setting yourself up for success in using credit cards, because there is a right way to use a credit card. I used to think all credit cards were evil, but learning about finance, learning about these concepts, learning about these principles, I learned how to properly use it. So the first thing you do when how to set yourself up for the right credit card across all of them, right? No matter the company, no matter the setup, it has to be this way. You want a credit card that has no annual fee. That's just point blank and personal. No annual fee, and you want a credit card that is at least 16%. Now, you get varying rates on credit cards as far as annual percentage rates and things like that, but you want to get something that is between 15 and 17%. If you're doing higher than that, it's mostly because your credit may not be where it needs to be, or you're just starting out with credit. So your interest rates are going to be higher. Your APR is going to be higher. So the thing about that is you look for a credit card. The recommendation I would make is starting out with the fact that it has to be something where you have no annual fee, and it has to be secured. And what that means, the difference between secured and unsecured is that secured is you use your own money from your paycheck, from your checking account as the limit. So let's say $500. So a secured card would give you $500 of your own money that you deposited to get that secured card, and you use that money as your available credit. So until you get to the point where the lender or the bank or whatever it is, the credit union, decides they can trust you to get an unsecured card, which is not secured by your own money, it's secured by the banks and secured by the credit unions and things like that. So the thing to remember here is that you want to set yourself up again for success by remembering that you not only have to pay it back, but you have to spend in mind, okay, so instead of using the money, like the cash that I deposited in my account, instead of using that and using the credit card, I'm going to use the credit card to pay for, let's say, you know, you pay for your streaming services, you pay for your cable bill, you pay for your food or whatever. The money that you're using to pay for those, you can use the credit card and then use the money that you were going to use for those expenses to pay for those expenses that you put on the credit card. And you want to make sure that you're allocating those funds appropriately, just like you would do a budget at you know, anyway. You will want to make sure that you allocate those funds appropriately. So the next thing I wanted to get into here is why they want to establish creditworthiness. It might seem obvious, but they want to, having good credit almost guarantees you that these banks and institutions, they will be interested in you. It doesn't guarantee that you're going to get a certain line of credit or anything like that. You know, it definitely is that they're more interested in lending you money. So what you do is you want to be able to show them that you're worth being lent to, and paying back your bills on time is more than just a good way to do that. but it's more than a good way for them to be able to say, okay, I can depend on this person having that income. They would decide that they need to verify that using your funds and stuff like that for the secure card, but they want to see that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. So before I get to rambling here, I want to get to my next point here, which is the process. So when you apply for a credit card, you not only put in your information and things like that, obviously going to be using your social security number or your EIN number, and depending on your circumstance, they're going to check your credit. And I'm going to go over, you know, all that kind of soft inquiries, you know, hard inquiries and stuff like that in another video. But basically say when you apply for the credit card, you're going to get an alert on your credit report that a certain institution submitted an application for you to get credit. So what you want to do is you want to keep the number of those applications to a limit. You don't want to go out there and because you're just getting into credit, you're 18 years old, whatever it is, and you're just getting into credit, you don't want to apply for six different credit cards. Stick to one that has no annual fee, one that's as low as an interest rate as you can get based on where your credit is, and you want to get something that you can manage. So not because you can get a $5,000 limit, it's highly unlikely, you want to get something that you can manage, so you want to be able to live with. So most times, banks, institutions, credit unions, they'll approve you, whether secured or unsecured. Most times, they'll approve you for, let's say, $500, which is why I use that in the example, as it was in my own example. So the thing here is that you can even put, with a secured card, you can even put less than that. So you could do $250, you could do $150. It's all about the security card. It's all about what you put, what you deposit from your own funds into that. But for unsecured cards, it's definitely a good idea to do something that you can manage. So next here, I wanted to go over, let's see, where are we at? So we reviewed annual percentage rate. So the thing to remember here is that you have to realize that this is more of an important decision. Getting a credit card is probably one of the most detrimental decisions that you can make. And remembering these important concepts will determine whether you have success with a credit card or whether you don't have success with a credit card and you end up having to pay for that with having to rebuild your credit. So one of the things I can't let, again, I'm not a CPA, I'm not an accountant, so you want to do as much research as you can, but I hope that this is a good tool for you guys to at least learn on, you know, the rights, the do's and don'ts, so to speak, of having a credit card. So one, not just having a good interest rate. Having a good interest rate is important. Having anything from 15 to 17% is good. But also remember that the no annual fee conversation, it is very important because there are companies out there that do have credit cards, both secured and unsecured, with varying annual fees. So the thing, other than not applying for a whole bunch of credit cards all at once, you want to be sure that you pick the right one. So how bad decisions with credit can affect you. So when you don't pay your bills, let's say that it's due and they send you a minimum payment. They send you a minimum payment. Let's say it's $25. So you have a $500 limit. They send you a minimum payment of $25. So here's the truth about that. You pay $25 a month, which is what the minimum they require, and you'll end up paying for a longer time on that credit card than you would if you sent a little more. So I recommend that you send a little more. So let's say your minimum payment is $25. If you can do $25, that's great. But if you can do 30, if you have a balance, let's say about your limit is $500, you use $75 and you want to pay not just the minimum payment, but you want to add $30 off. If you can pay off the whole amount, it's better that you do that. So the thing that I want to impress upon you is that the usage is important. So not just putting transactions willy-nilly like I did. Don't just put transactions, everything on it. What I recommend for usage standards and other financial professionals would recommend a common usage of 30%. So which means, let's take $500 for example. 30% of 500 is 150. So let's say you have some things you want to put on your credit card. You want to make sure that everything that you spend for the entire month on that credit card is only $150 or less. Because if you go over that, you risk getting more attention onto your account, onto your credit card account, because you're using more than 30%. So what they're expecting in that usage is that we give you $500. This is the institution thinking, we give you $500. You're not going to use $400 within the month. You using 30% demonstrates to them that you're responsible and that you're not going to use what's available on your account recklessly. So 30% is the recommended usage for your credit card or for any kind of card like that, whether unsecured or secured. So the things that I want to impress is that it is very important to consider, because if you don't consider these things that I've outlined in this video, the institutions, they're not going to consider that. I recommend credit unions. I recommend certain banks, because I've had good experience with banks. I've had good experience with certain banks, I should say. But I would recommend getting a credit card first from a credit union. If you have access to a credit union in your area, if you're going to get a credit card and you decided that you've reviewed all the options and you decide to get a credit card from a credit union. Not only are they going to be a little bit more understanding, they're going to have more options for you. And hopefully you've joined a credit union and you've had some time with them and they understand that you've been there for a while and you're making this decision based on your needs and stuff like that. So credit union first. You want to start with a secured card because you're just building credit. It's so important when you're just building credit to take it slow and steady. So you want to allocate 6 months where you make up your mind to build your credit, because you're thinking about the future here. You're not just thinking about right now. You're not just thinking about going out to dinner or going to the movies. You're thinking about, I wanted to buy a car. At some point, I want to buy a house. I want to buy things that really have some financial weight. Just even getting a job. That's one thing that I didn't know in the earlys, is that even getting a job in the job market, they'll look at your credit report. Because I used to work in retail. So one of the positions in retail in a store is the cash office. Now, if you don't have a good credit score or you don't have a good credit rating, they're probably not going to consider you for the cash office position. Why? Because it's not because of anything with you personally, but it all has to do with your credit worthiness and with you presenting yourself for that position, because you're going to be dealing with money on a regular basis. You're going to be dealing with large sums of money in most cases. They're going to look at your credit report and judge your credit worthiness to see if they want to allow you around that much money, because they're thinking, okay, somebody who has bad credit, they think you make bad decisions, you're not really good with money, so you're probably going to try to steal it. That's point blank and personal. That's just reality, what they're thinking. Most people don't think that, but if you're a business, think about it. If you're a business and you're looking at someone for a position within your organization that has to do with live cash or even, you know, accounts that you can allow the person to use to deal with anything with dispensary of money, you want to have somebody that's responsible with credit, responsible with money, responsible in their lives. So they're going to check that. They're going to check their social media. They're going to check your other stuff that's public. They want to find out about you. So that's what that is. They want to find out and make sure that you are somebody worthy of having that kind of responsibility. So again, just to review, first, having a credit card is so important. It's a very, very big decision that certain institutions and just most companies, they don't consider your responsibility, your situation, your, you know, your mind state, your responsibility. They don't consider that. They just see you as a consumer. They want to give you a chance to get in on whatever it is they're offering. So that's why you're going to get a tsunami of letters when you're 17 and 17 and a half, 18 years old. You're going to get those. You're just going to start to get those letters because they want you to think about what it's like to own a credit card. And they're not going to tell you, okay, you need to be careful and all that stuff. They're going to put that in fine print. They're going to put that way down at the bottom of the form, and they're going to put all that stuff in a very small print, but they're going to advertise it to you as, hey, this is more money for you to have. This is more money, more assets, more resources for you to have, for you to use. And being responsible is so important, knowing that not only do you have to pay back the balance, but you want to work in mind. You want to pay for your bills and your responsibilities, even the things you like, knowing that the money that you have in your account, you want to have it to pay that balance on your credit card. And you want to pay that off, not just the minimum payment, but you want to pay more, sometimes 5%, 10% more than that's listed on that monthly minimum payment. And I recommend paying off your balances early. So if you can do it a day, 2 days, 3 days early, just set 3 days as your deadline to say, I'm going to make sure I'm paying my credit card bill on such a date, so that if you run late, that you can't avoid that, then you have a 3-day grace period to get stuff together and to get that taken care of. Because the reality is, at the end of the day, they're going to consider what you do and not what you plan to do. So it's so important that you get a good credit standing, you get a credit rating that's worthy of what you want to do in life. You want, and another thing I want to add to is something that my wife taught me, is that you want to have 3 times what you need. So let's say you want to spend $25. Let's say you want to get, I don't know, you want to get a pair of shoes or something like that. You want to get something worth $25. You want to have $75 before you can make up your mind to spend that $25. Why is it good practice? It's a good practice because having 3 times would make sure that when you spend that $25, you have to pay that back. Not only do you have double the amount or triple the amount to pay back, but you ensure that you can definitely take care of that responsibility. So again, just to review here, having a good annual percentage rate, anywhere from 15 to 17% is ideal. If you're doing more than that, it's because you're not having a good credit score and not have a good credit report and you just started your credit. That's fine, it's not a problem, but you want to make sure that you keep that. You look for something that's anywhere between 15 to 17%. You definitely don't want to go 22 and 25% because it's definitely not gonna help you. That's compound interest working against you. So you want to stave off as much of that as humanly possible. That's why I recommend the good annual percentage rate of 15 to 17%. And then you want to make sure that your card that you're selecting, that you're applying for, has no annual fee. Again, I'm going to say that you have no annual fee. You want to make sure that it says no annual fee on that review, that benefits review, that application. You got that in hand. Next, you want to make sure that you pay off not just that minimum payment, but you want to add, if you have a running balance, let's say you have $500, you want to make sure that you're sending in not just a $25 month minimum payment, you want to send more. 10%, 15% more if you can do it, send it in. If you can't do it, if you can't send in any more of that minimum payment, make sure you do it early. You do it on time or you do it early. You don't want to do it late, because the minute you do it late, it starts problems for you. It can have problems down the line. And if you default or you don't pay on that balance, they will send it to your credit report. So again, for you kids out there, you're 17, 18, you're thinking about credit cards, you're thinking about the possibility, make sure that you sit down with the adult in your life and that you talk about these conversations. Watch this video with them. Make sure that you review the concepts and talk about this, because making these decisions when it comes to your credit, they can affect you for 7 years. If you decide that you are not able to do certain things, it can affect you for 7 years of your life. So you want to set yourself up financially for success. So like I said, if you guys want me to do a deeper dive into credit and credit worthiness and things like that, drop a comment below and let me know what specific areas you'd like me to review. I can do that within the four-part series, or I can do that in another series or whatever it is. So if I get enough requests about diving into credit in a deeper way, I can do that as another episode in the series. So thank you so much for allowing me to come into your homes today. Thank you so much for listening, giving me the time to speak to you today. I want to let you guys know, if you haven't already done so, hit the bell icon down here or somewhere around this video to make sure you turn it notifications on. If you're on YouTube, make sure you turn notifications on. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like button. It helps the channel a whole lot. So I thank you guys in advance for doing that. If you're on Facebook, make sure that you click following and that you click see first so that you never miss another episode. All right. So thank you guys so much. I will be reposting this again later on today. If you missed it, make sure you do that. Make sure you check out the podcast, the Freedom Friday podcast, on Anchor FM or on Spotify. I appreciate the support. I thank you all guys that have done so before for me. So I appreciate you. Make sure you stay tuned for Freedom Fridays every Friday at 7 p.m. Make sure you tune in, because we're going to be covering more financial concepts, more motivational concepts. And I'm here for you, I should say, to succeed. Okay? So make sure that you guys stay tuned. And again, until next time, live life, love God. See you when I see you. Peace.